I literally embarrassed this man, but I didn't know I was doing so.
Let's Talk Africa, the Africanness of Africa, the beauty, its people, our peculiarities. This is Unzip Stories. I am DS Bello.
Hello everyone, it's me again. Welcome to Unzip Stories Africa, where we come every single time to listen, to learn, to grow, and most importantly, get inspired. I am your host for today, DS Bello, and I'm happy to share some inspiring stories about people that I have noticed are fighting the climate justice war, right? So fighting for climate justice, right? Now, in my third year, that's in my third grade in primary school, I remember a group of young people who came to my school and spoke to us about littering the environment and how dangerous plastics are to the environment. From that day on, we took a pledge that we would never litter the environment with plastics. Now that explains why I have a very sour relationship with plastic bottles. I don't like to see plastic bottles on the ground. I don't like plastic nylons, you know, because I know how harmful they are to the environment, right? And to solidify that experience, when I went to secondary school, my principal shared the same kind of virtues, right? So it was just quite easy for me to grow up and detest improper disposal of plastic waste. Right now, I'm sharing this story because I want to show you the power of advocacy, the power of planting a seed in a child. I'm not sure I can even remember the name of these people. I can't even remember their faces. I can't even remember anything about them. But all I know is a group of young people came to my school and they told me how bad it is to dispose plastics on the streets, right? How many people in rural communities, how many of these children know about climate change? How many of them know that it is improper to dispose waste in sewages, drainages, and even carelessly on the floor? So if you care about climate change and if you care about climate justice, you and I know that we all have a role to play, right? Either you're planting trees by yourself or you're educating other people about climate justice, or you by yourself, you're making sure that you are not disposing litter the bad way. Where does your sewage or your waste, domestic waste, office waste, do you know where they go to? Or are you just one of those people who will just throw litter on the street and say, yes, there are people who will sweep it, what's their job? Because at the end of the day, we all have to take responsibility. This is very hilarious. So I want to share a very funny story with you. So one of the days, my mom was driving me to my aunt's house. My brother and I were inside the car. And while she was driving, I think she spotted something and she just squeezed the brakes and, you know, stopped. And so a woman was trying to throw her trash, right? And she was throwing it obviously at the wrong place by the side of the road. And my mom just packed her car and said to her, take it back, pack each and every one of it, take it back. And we were all shocked because my mom looked like a mad woman, like just like that. But I learned a lesson on that day. I learned a very vital lesson. Even though I can't remember if the woman packed the refuse back into her trash can to dispose it properly, as a child growing up, it went in, cemented right into my head. So this story also shows you the power of leading by example, the power of taking responsibility and making sure people around you are taking responsibility as well. No wonder 10 years later, maybe 11 years later, we go for a work, an advocacy work for breast cancer awareness. And you know, one police officer just finished drinking water and he just threw the can on the floor, and I went right out of impulse, to be honest, out of impulse, I ran to where the can is. I picked it up and I handed it back to him. And he was embarrassed. He collected it and he threw it into the police van. And that was when I realized that there was something I did, whether right or wrong. I literally embarrassed this man, but I didn't know I was doing so. I acted based on impulse because I knew he was doing the wrong thing. And thankfully, I didn't say a word. I just handed it back to him. And he looked embarrassed and everyone sort of laughed, and it was an embarrassing moment, but it worked. So I'm not asking us to embarrass each other, but I'm asking us, can we take responsibility and also make sure that people around us are taking responsibility? Unzipped Stories is all about sharing stories that inspire. So I dare ask you, are you taking responsibility for your local community, or are you waiting for other people to do it for you? Other ways is to partner. If you can't do campaigns, you can partner with people doing campaigns. So if you see people put up flyers on social media and all about planting trees, advocacy, policy making, just for climate justice, how about you attend? How about you ask, how can I volunteer? What can I do to make sure this is a success? That's you adding your voice. That's you joining the fight. I'm going to end this episode by reminding you, if any natural disaster happens as a result of climate change, you are also responsible. Can we do what we gotta do to make sure everyone is safe? The final call I'm going to make is to those low-income earners and the communities around you, can we begin to think of solutions of how we can take this message to them and how we can augment their lives? I'm excited about next week's story because it's one of the most unique stories we will share on Unzipped Stories Africa. And I'm so excited. And on that note, I say, look forward to next week's episode because, to be honest, it is one of my best stories and I can't wait to share it with you. Continue listening to us. Thank you so much for always coming back. Thank you for always telling your friends about us. Thank you for opening opportunities for us. Thank you so much for believing in Unzipped Stories Africa. This means a lot to me. It means the world to me. It means you mean the world to me. And until I come your way next week, God bless you. It's goodbye from the city of Abuja. Bye.
Let's Talk Africa, the Africanness of Africa, the beauty, its people, our peculiarities. This is Unzipped Stories. I am DS Bello.